You're listening to North State Public Radio. I'm Nolan Ford, and today we're borrowing time from Afternoon Classics to present a special in-studio session with Americana rock musician Paul Thorne. Paul Thorne and his band played a sold-out show last night at the Sierra Nevada Big Room and will return to perform once again this evening at 7:30 p.m. The show is sold out, but we're happy to have Paul in the studio today. Based out of Mississippi, Paul Thorne originally lived the life of a professional boxer before building a career as a musician. Since his debut in 1997, Paul has had two albums on the top 100 Billboard charts, and he shared the stage with iconic performers including Sting, Huey Lewis and the News, and John Prine. We'll talk with Paul in just a minute, but first let's listen to him perform his song, Where Was I?
On a black and white TV back in grammar school, I was watching Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. That same day I pretended I was an astronaut. On the playground monkey bars, I flew above the stars. I was in a Dallas disco the night John Lennon died. The DJ played Imagine and everybody cried. I remember a thousand lighters held up in our hands. All we were saying was let's give peace a chance. Where was I when you stopped loving me? When did I become history? There's not many things that escape my memory. Tell me, where was I when you stopped loving me? Every 20,000 years that comet lights up the night. On a blanket we watched it sail across the sky. A moment like that comes just once in life. We made love for the first time at 11:35. But where was I when you stopped loving me? When did I become history? There's not many things that escape my memory. Tell me, where was I when you stopped loving me? I remember when I met you, taste of our first kiss. I remember your goodbye, but could you tell me this? Where was I when you stopped loving me? When did I become history? There's not many things that escape my memory. Tell me, where was I when you stopped loving me? Where was I when you stopped loving me?
We're listening to Paul Thorne, who will be performing his second sold-out show in a row this evening in Chico at the Sierra Nevada Big Room. Paul Thorne, thanks so much for coming down to North State Public Radio today.
Thank you. It's good to be wanted.
Well, I was wondering, when were you first introduced to blues and rock music?
I wasn't first introduced to that. What I was really introduced to from the get-go was gospel music, because my father was a Pentecostal preacher, and I grew up in Tupelo, Mississippi. And back in the day, they had two types of churches. They had churches where the white people attended, and had churches where the black people attended. And at the white churches, they sang like a country western style gospel. And at the black churches, they sang more of a rhythm and blues style gospel. And so as a child, our family, we would go to both churches. We would go to church with the blacks and the whites. And when I was in that experience as a child, I got to hear all this great music. And I would get to sing with these black people, and I get to sing with these white people. And it really, that's what really gave me what I got. And you know, the place I'm from, Tupelo, Mississippi, is where Elvis Presley was born as well. And he had a similar experience of going to the black churches and the white churches. And so I give most of my influence credit to the church experience.
And when was it that you first began writing your own songs?
About 12 years old, I started writing songs. The first thing that happened is I learned a few chords on the guitar. And then when I was about 12, I got in the school talent show, and I sang I had learned to play a song by Lionel Richie called Three Times a Lady. It was a romantic song, and I sang it in the contest, and I won first place. And that really boosted my confidence, and all of a sudden I went from being the most unpopular boy in school to being the most desired boy on the playground. And so when I figured out that I could get girls by singing Three Times a Lady, I said, well, I'll just make up my own romantic songs. So at 12, I started writing romantic songs, and it went from there.
So before becoming a career musician, you spent a period of time as a pro boxer. What guided you away from boxing and toward music?
Well, my uncle was a boxer, and he's the guy that got me interested in it, and he's the guy that taught me how to box. And so I went into it just as a hobby, but then I got really good at it. I got good enough that I was 29 in the world in my weight class, and I got to fight on national television against one of the greatest fighters who ever lived, Roberto Duran. And I hung with him for 6 rounds. I tried my best, but when I sat on my stool between the 6th and the 7th round, the doctor came in and looked at the cut I had on my eye, and it was flowing into my vision, so that they stopped the fight. But I got some punches in, and I busted his eye open, and I'm real happy about that. But after I lost to Duran, first of all, when I fought Duran, up until that point, I had fought a lot of great and good fighters, but I never went against a great one. And when I went against him, I realized that I was good, but I was not great. And so after I lost to Duran, I had 3 more fights after that, and I won all of them. But I sort of realized that that in the end, I couldn't compete at that very top level. You know, it's like you can be a good basketball player, but if you go in there with Michael Jordan, he's going to make you look like you don't know what you're doing. And so I realized that I was good, but not great. And so after 3 more fights after Duran, I let it go, and I went back into my music.
We're talking with Paul Thorne, Mississippi songwriter, who we just heard sold out his second night in a row in Chico this evening. Paul, let's get into another song here.
Okay, I'm going to sing a song. This one right here, there's a lot of crystal meth going on down in Mississippi where I live. It's an epidemic, and a friend of mine who works on a SWAT team, he said they busted into a trailer the other day down in Tupelo where I live, and where they thought they was cooking meth. And when they busted the door down, they were cooking meth, and they was listening to Paul Thorne's CDs while they were cooking meth. So I'm real proud of my meth fans. I'm going to sing this song for them. I used to know a drug dealer. His name was Billy Jack. The Mexican cartel cut his head off, and he ain't coming back. God knows I sure miss my buddy. He had some killer pot. This old stray dog and Jesus are all the friends I've got. The pain pill jar is empty. My wild Irish rose is gone. But I found a tube of model airplane glue, and I'm getting my buzz on.
Why is everybody judging me when the good book says judge not? The soul straight dog and Jesus are all the friends I've got. I never felt so lonely, I've never been so blue. My world keeps getting smaller, it's down to the chosen few. Well, I have not lost everything, but I sure have lost a lot. This old straight dog and Jesus were all the friends I've got. The glory road, recovery home, is where I now reside. They gave me a King James Bible and a sack of Purina's pride. Well, there's a smoking section by a dead oak tree at the back of the parking lot. The soul straight dog and Jesus are all the friends I've got. I never felt so lonely, I've never been so blue. My world keeps getting smaller, it's down to the chosen few. Well, I have not lost everything, but I sure have lost a lot. This old straight dog and Jesus are all the friends I've got. This old straight dog and Jesus are all the friends I've got.
We're listening to Paul Thorne, who will be performing his second sold-out show in a row this evening in Chico at the Sierra Nevada Big Room. Paul, one of the standout moments for me last night at your show, there was a 11-year-old girl in the front row who was dancing up a storm, and you noticed her and dedicated a few songs to her. I was wondering, what was that moment like for you?
Well, you know, my fans are typically middle-aged people all the way up to old people. That's my core group. And so I'm always excited when I see somebody young in the crowd because, you know, a lot of my older fans are dying out, and we got to replenish. So so I saw this little girl in the crowd, and she was so cute, and she made me think of my little girl back home who's 12. And I saw this light in her face, and she was just having the time of her life, and I just immediately fell in love with her. And I just, between songs, I just want to ask her what her name was, and I sang a song, I dedicated a song to her, and she just, the whole show, she was just a ball of energy, and she was smiling ear to ear. And then at the end of the show, when I did my encore, I went out into the crowd, and I was dancing with people, and she just happened to be standing there, and me and her danced, and it was really nice. And then after the show, she came out, and we took a picture together, and her name was Lucy. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be hard to forget. I don't even know her. I don't really know her, but I'll never forget her because she really lit up my night for sure.
Absolutely. And I'm sure it's an experience she won't forget either. That was really fun. So who were some of your musical heroes growing up, and what was it about them that made them special to you?
Well, because I'm from Tupelo, Mississippi, I'm not saying this just it's my town, but I'm a huge Elvis Presley fan. You know, Elvis Presley, there will never be another Elvis Presley. You know, he was he came up in a time where, you know, no white people was singing them kind of songs, you know. And the way he got discovered, you know, he appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. And back in that day, it wasn't like now where they got a million channels. They had like two or three channels. So everybody in the whole country watched the Ed Sullivan Show. And so when he came on there singing, I think the song was That's All Right, and when he started shaking his hips, nobody ever seen nothing like that. And at that time, that was considered vulgar. And mm-hmm. so the next time they had him on the show, they had to film him from the waist up because they didn't want to see him shaking his pelvis. But the other thing that people don't realize is that shaking and dancing, that actually came from church. Because in the Pentecostal faith, when you're shouting and praising the Lord and speaking in tongues, you're shaking like that. So what he was doing that was considered offensive everybody in the whole church was doing at church, you know. So the way he did it, because he was good looking and sexy, you know, it came across as something carnal, and I guess it was, but it came from church. Yeah. But Elvis, to answer your question, there's many more, but I'd put him up there at the top.
So your album, What the Hell Is Going On, was the second record of yours that made it to the Billboard Top 100. What was it about that record and the message within the music that you think resonated with so many people?
I don't really know. I don't really know anything to explain it except this. The Billboard charts is determined by one thing, sales. And so what it gets down to is I built up enough fans over the year that when my record came out, enough of them bought it to put me on the chart. It's like, you know, chart is just a number game. You know, I sold enough records in that first week when it came out that I was up there on high on the list with a lot of other people. There's people above me, but there's also people behind me. So I'm just thankful for that little slot I got. You know?
Well, speaking of sales, we're talking with Paul Thorne, who this evening is playing his second sold-out show in a row at the Sierra Nevada Big Room in Chico. So unfortunately, it's sold out, but we're very happy to have him here in the studio to play some songs for our listeners here today. Paul, how about we get into another song here?
Yeah, you know what? I feel like singing a gospel song. This is a song that I grew up singing. Shackled by a heavy burden, beneath the load of guilt and shame. But then the hand of Jesus touched me, and I same. He touched me. Whoa, he touched me. And oh, what joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I've met this blessed Savior, and since he's cleansed and made me whole, well, I will never cease to praise him. I'm gonna shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. He touched me and made
We're listening to Paul Thorne, who will be performing his second sold-out show this evening at the Sierra Nevada Big Room in Chico. Paul, what would you say, what personal experiences or observations about the world around you would you say are currently guiding your more recent songwriting?
There's a massive dumbing down of the world taking place. You know, most people, I believe there's lots of things called demographics in life, and I think the largest demographic in the world right now is the uninformed. and the misinformed. You know, when you watch television today, there's so much, just I call it garbage. It doesn't give you anything, you know. And there's a mean-spirited thing that's taken over. Like, there's entire shows now dedicated to people falling and hurting themselves. I mean, think about that. I mean, one of my previous records, recent records, I wrote a song called Mediocrity is King, you know, and that's, I just think all things mediocre seems like these days are being worshipped, and that's really coming out in my writing, you know. I'm not a political person, but you look at what we got now, we're fixing to have to actually vote for one of them people. I ain't calling no names, but y'all know who them two people are. And some people may love them and think they're great. It's hard for me to just grab a hold of somebody and believe in them and say, oh, I really like this person. It's like, do you want to vote for a bulldog or a rattlesnake? They right. both bite, you know?
Well, a big part of your musical career is traveling and performing on the road. Is it difficult for you to make time for songwriting while you're on the road?
Not really. It's just the difficult part of writing songs for me is coming up with a great idea. You know, I can write a song every day, but I can't write a good one every day. You know, it's got to mean something. You know, but lately, another thing that I'm trying to bring back into my music is positivity, because I think that's something that's very much needed right now. There's plenty of sad songs out there. I let them, you want to, you know, go listen to a sad song if that's what you want to listen to, but that's not where I'm at right now. I raged a little bit about the mediocrity and dumbing down, but now I'm just trying to say happy things to make people feel better. It's like last night when I played at Sierra Nevada, you know, we were talking about the little girl, Lucy, but there was other things besides Lucy there that was really good. Everybody in the entire room was smiling. I saw it. I was up there on stage, and that's the kind of thing I'm trying to perpetuate. I want people to come out and have a good time. Let's you know, at the end of my show, I always go out and I'll sing a song, and I hug people, and I remind people that we've forgotten about that. Shake people's hands. Hug people. And if they smell bad, just hold your nose, give them a quick hug, and get out of the way.
Well, with that sentiment in mind, would you mind if I make a request for a positive song next?
Okay, this is a positive song. It's about the human condition. It's about how we all procrastinate, but it's okay. Let's forgive each other.
9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9
good man. I make new resolutions every day. I start off with the best of intentions till my lack of follow through gets in the way. Oh, I sin on Saturday, I repent on Sunday, then I tell myself I won't procrastinate on Monday. Tuesday I do like I should, Wednesday I do pretty good. Thursday Paul drops the ball, then I backslide on Friday. Na na na, na na na, na 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 na. I'm always planning for the future. I've set some lofty goals inside my mind. Someday soon I put the wheels in motion, but right now I can't seem to find the time. Oh, I sin on Saturday, I repent on Sunday, then I tell myself I won't procrastinate on Monday. Tuesday I do like I should, Wednesday I do pretty good. Thursday Paul drops the ball, then I backslide on Friday. Na na na, na na na, na 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 na. I have unlimited potential. Mama said that I was born to win. My picture's on her refrigerator. She's hoping I won't let her down again. Oh, I
Saturday, I repent on Sunday. Then I tell myself I won't procrastinate on Monday. Tuesday I do like I should. Wednesday I do pretty good. Then the ball drops the ball and I backslide on Friday. Na na na. Na na na.
We're listening to Paul Thorne, who will be performing this evening in Chico at the Sierra Nevada Big Room. It's his second show, and unfortunately, the show has sold out. But I guess that's good news for you, Paul.
Yeah, because, you know, music is a business. You know, I have a family at home that I love, and it's hard for me to leave them. So if I'm going to leave them, I want to get something. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because my kids need school clothes. My wife, you know, she's high maintenance, you know, and we got house payments, we got everything everybody else has got, we got it too. And so when I can go out and know that my fan base is growing, which means I'm having a bigger business, and that's a wonderful thing. And I don't take it for granted, because there's a lot of people that's trying to do what I'm doing and they're not having success, and I pray for them. But I'm thankful I'm having some success, and I'm going to keep on perpetuating growth. And, you know, things like being on this show helps, you know, because somebody will hear this and maybe it'll make them come out to the show. And it just, well, like I said, it isn't any one thing that makes something successful. It's a whole bunch of little things that going on at the same time. And this is an important thing, being on this show today.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming down to the studio today, Paul. And I think we have just enough time for one more song to take us out with.
I wish I could think of that song that you was asking about the Holiday Inn, but I just can't remember the name of it. I really can't. I'm going to sing another gospel song. I feel like singing one because I'm thinking about my childhood and some of the songs I sang. This is one. I've been singing this song since I was about 3 years old. It's called It's Me Again, Lord. Troubles come and I can't find an answer. Lonely nights I've spent in agony. But I have no other friend that I can turn to. So here I am, Lord, asking on my knees. It's me again, Lord. I've got a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord. I've got a problem I can't solve. Now I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new. And I need help that only comes from you. I know you're mighty busy up in heaven, forming worlds and hanging stars that shine. But I have no other friend that I can turn to. So here I am, Lord, asking one more time. It's me again, Lord. I've got a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord.
Paul Thorne will perform his second consecutive sold-out show this evening at the Sierra Nevada Big Room in Chico. If you didn't get a ticket to that show, you can stream it online at kzfr.org beginning at 7:30 p.m. Or for a digital download of today's session with Paul, head to our website, mynspr.org. For North State Public Radio, I'm Nolan Ford.
Yes, I need help that only comes from you.